after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Hot, frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. And your girl.
Nice seduction.
What's up, Nate Hadassin?
No, dog. You fight too much. Just getting off work, of course.
Oh, okay. Shout out to that. Yeah, I'm bored the streets. You weren't doing much of nothing. You was over there not working at all, slacking off.
I was working hard.
Yeah, that's what you tell me. Okay. I got ways of finding out.
All right.
But anyways, y'all, should we on a hump day after dusk? That's the segment of Life After Dusk Live on Wednesdays. And today, on Monday we already did Cookies of the Week, my illustrious segment. Today, of course, we're going to do Seduction 101 with Nate Seduction. And by the way, if y'all want to, y'all can always send me questions there. Don't be afraid. That's something that, because she know a lot. She not afraid to, tell you like it is and give you some advice. So, got any questions you want to know to spice things up a little bit? Hit her up. She can answer that for you. T. Melina, she will be on momentarily. We'll be doing her weekly segment, Also Pet T. So, doing that. And, of course, one of our other segments that we do every episode, that's the six, where we name a topic and we list six things based on that topic. And we kind of go in on them a little bit, why we picked our certain list items. So that's you guys have forward to look into. Oh man, today has been it's been an okay day. I can't complain. It's been so much. Like, this has been one of those weeks. Like, I would say the second half of my year has been extremely busy. And hey, the thing I always say to that is, heck, if you want to be blessed with more opportunities, then you got to be ready to be blessed with being busy as well. So you're going to be busy every time you turn your head around. So as the church folks say, God ain't going to put nothing on you can't handle. But yeah. How was your day today, Nate? Nate?
My day was super long.
It was super long. Why was it super long?
Because I had to get my braces tightened, then I had to go to work.
Oh. Did it feel comfortable? Did it feel good? I mean, that's a stupid question. That wasn't how I was trying to ask it.
I got used to getting my braces tightened, so it don't hurt like it used to.
Okay. Bad. But it's always one of those things. Like, man, when they mess with your teeth, man, they always be trying to do too much.
It only took her like 10 minutes to tighten my braces and put the new the bands on and everything.
How long do you get that? I know this might sound like a dumb question, but some people have different time periods. How long do you get to keep the braces on?
I get them off in 2019.
Okay. Since it is hump day after dusk, does having braces on make certain things hard? I'll repeat that question again. Does having braces on make certain things hard to do?
Not really.
Not really? Okay. Please fill me in.
It used to, but it don't. I mean, I can do everything regular. I just can't eat certain stuff, but I can do stuff pretty much the same.
Which is crazy, because some of these girls ain't got no braces in, and they can't do certain stuff they like to be in on it. And T's behind. We'll get into her business when she get here. But one thing I went to the mail today, and got the I had to read back up on. I'm trying to make sure I have at least one copy of every issue on hand, so that way I always have to, for his historical sake. And for people who are like, oh, let me see, you got a copy of it? So I was so happy because now I got every copy of every issue for this year in hand. So we put out 7 different issues this year. So I'm excited. And can't wait to next year, because next year going to be rough, man. It is going to be rough. Not only am I going to deal with multiple issues, I'm going to have to deal with multiple magazines. So that's going to be fun. But as I said before, my church folks say, God ain't going to put nothing on you can't handle. Yeah. But yeah, so
next year lines. I know that I got so many things up my sleeve for the next year.
Yeah, I know. We admit the Midwest Baddies spinoff series will continue. Like, it'll be like all sporadic throughout the year. We do have one in February. I put the casting out for that soon. So yeah, I already have the casting up for the first 2 issues. Human Cameras Magazine for 2018. Hurry up. Those of y'all listening, y'all know where y'all can find that at. acmag.dustfly.com. Bam. That's where you go find out about the submissions and also copies of the issues you put out, man. All the way to issue number 1. Yeah. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and do a music break, and then we'll be back. Right here on Life of the Dust Live, with Little Teddy J, and give an introduction. Let's go ahead and throw in that catastrophe polo. What you got? What you got just me for this week's production 101?
Okay, well, I'm gonna talk about dudes or exes who wait to until you don't fuck with them no more to realize how down you was for them.
Okay.
Like, don't wait until it's too late. Like, someone now talking about, oh, you don't fuck with me. Oh, now you realize how crazy I was about you. Oh, it's too late, my nigga. It's just too late. Like, if somebody down for you, you need to realize that. And don't wait until it's too late. Like, come on now. Treat people how you want to be treated. Because now you realize I don't fuck with you and it's too late. Like, ain't no going back. It's too late. You regular to me.
Nah, it's just a matter. Sometimes it's a matter of, man, too. I feel you on that. Like, I wouldn't even say that. You know what? You know, you were talking about relationships. It's interesting. I think I see that, like, that's a problem all across the board. Even with business, people crack me up. Same people who, like, you know, I really tell who people who be, like, on that fake shit. Because here's how it be. You be on your grind, and especially with a project you've been doing for years, they have the nerve to come your direction and go, oh, I didn't know you did a radio show. Nigga, I've been doing that shit about 9 years now. Hell you mean you know I did a radio show? You be on my Facebook for how long?
Right.
Like, especially the people that, yeah, man, you know I ride for you, man. You ride for me, but you don't know the shit. Like, whatever, man. Yeah, you know, I'll support whatever you got going on. And then they don't even know you know they supposed to support you. How the hell? It's like you gotta watch how some of these people ask you questions. I saw a post early on Instagram made perfect sense. Sometimes you gotta pay attention to the hate in the way people ask you a question. They might try to act like they're being inquisitive or they making a joke or whatever. But sometimes people trying to mask their hate in how they address things. Like, man, you still doing that radio show? Some people be saying that because they don't believe, like, damn, this nigga still doing it. Like, they can't believe that you, like, it's almost like a sidehanded compliment. Like, you don't have the capability to do something for that long.
People only notice what they want to notice.
Yeah. Like, how often do you get, like, people always hitting you up with, girl, I know you model?
No, people don't hit me up saying that. It be the people who don't fuck with me who be inboxing me, asking me what agency am I with and how did I start modeling. You don't fuck with me, but you want to know how I got started and what agency I'm with. But they still
work.
You
talk about that on Monday. They want to know your connection.
Well, I'm not with no agency, though. Everything I did, I did it out the mud. I got it out the mud.
Okay. It's always outside people. I always think that in order to be legitimate, you got to be in an agency. Hell no. Yeah, some of the best people, some of the best, most successful models are ones that was managing themselves.
Exactly. I've been doing it for the last 5 years.
Yeah, although going back to your original point, like, yeah, although you said it for relationships, I see it happening in every entity. People pull that stunt. Where they wasn't down, you know, out on the day they try to teach you like crap, and then all of a sudden, it's the same way with how, like, I was talking about doing Crickets of the Week on Monday. It's kind of like people who you treated right get in this business. You treated right, and they get mad because you don't because you're not a guest man. And so they start getting mad because you're not just going to shake your head and say yes to every and agree with everything they say. It don't work that way. The reason why I'm successful is because I have people who have a range of different opinions and thought spectrums, because that's the only way you're going to grow. If you got a bunch of people that only give advice based on, or only give counsel based on making you, only pleasing you every time, you're going to be stuck.
They're comfortable in their pocketbook or in their network of people they know. Now, if you get a better or return on them.
So, yeah, I'm just getting tired of it, bro.
It's doing apprenticeship. You know, you actually
But, like, people wait till it's too late to try to hop on a bandwagon. Like, not.
So,
right, or because I mean, man, I had a question for you too, and I wanted to follow. I had a good question. For, oh, here's a question. I think we kind of addressed this before, but I can't remember. As far as you know, you being a model. And being a model who also is featured in videos and whatnot, all different types of mediums. How does that affect your relationships? Well, you know, I'm not necessarily trying to get you to tell me about specific relationships you had, but I'm just asking generally as a combined level of experiences you've had.
Okay, what was that question again?
Yeah. So basically, the question was, not necessarily a specific relationship, but I mean just over the course of time of all the relationships you had, you being a model, and whatnot. You know, how does that affect your relationships?
We got people in the association.
Well. As far as, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, I dated someone, and the modeling did affect the relationship for the simple fact they were beyond insecure. But that's, like, the only issue I ever, somebody wanted me to stop model. But other than that, I really didn't have, I had relationships where, my partner supported me 1,000%. And I had, two relationships where the person didn't like me about it. Or I had a problem with it. Or I had a problem with certain things about the mirror.
So how do you have that talk with someone, like when you first dating them? How do you have that talk with them that, hey, let's remind them, I'm a model.
This is what I said. This is what I say. It's either you accept it or you don't. I mean, and I'm not going to stop doing something that I'm passionate about. So it's either you take it or leave it.
Right. Now, how do people know, especially because you travel, you travel from time to time in the name of your career. Like, how do you cope with having to deal with people that as well, people like you want to move, you gotta move around, and they gotta understand that. Like, how do you go with that?
I don't cope with it. It's just either they take it or leave it. I'm not about to argue about it. I'm not about to have it. It's either you take it or leave it. If I say this from the beginning, if you don't like it, oh well.
This isn't necessarily a question, but it kind of is, kind of not, more like a statement. Like, what's the whole deal with this? This drives me nuts. So, it'd be a dude who was checking for you, just like, damn, girl, you a model, see you fine, girl. As soon as they start dating you, all of a sudden they got a problem. Now you being a model is a problem. Like, what the hell is that coming from? Like I said,
it's either you take it or leave it. I'm not going to stop it. You either take it or leave it.
Right, because I never get that. Like, how you was all head over heels because the person was a model, but then you started dating them. All of a sudden, now you got a problem. Like, what did you thought you had, like, some magic pimp juice that you were just going to be able to, once I talk to her, man, she ain't going to be modeling no more. Like, people think everybody's a goddamn project or something. Now, would you say because you are dedicated to, not letting anyone stop you from pursuing your dreams, that affects your dating life so much?
Yeah, No, like I said, on me, I don't really care. I mean, if either you accept it or you don't, but once again.
Yeah, so you know, just had to get into your brain. These are things that I know is all the time. Like, and I always want to get into, like, really get into deep thinking on what a model has to deal with it all the time. Like, it's crazy. And I don't know if you know this, but heck, photographers do the same thing too, man. Man, I don't know what be. Because it's so many photographers that be out here trying to F every model that they shot or whatever. Like, all of a sudden, it puts when you date on edge when you shooting a beautiful woman. I'm like, man, I ain't got that much fucking my system. I keep telling people, I ain't got that much fucking my system. You trying to fuck every model I work with right here. It's not going to happen. Ain't got enough energy for that. So, yes, it happens less than. All right, well, Nate, appreciate the seduction 101. What we're going to go ahead and do is we're going to go to another song break. We come back, we're going to do the six. All right, so, y'all, we're going to be good to six for y'all when we come back. Let's go ahead and go into something a little soft and quiet and relaxing. Key Harper Choir Time.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right?
That's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
Been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me. Let me spend quiet time with you, ooh, baby. back, baby. Just let me move in quiet time. Pretty brown eyes. Hey, baby, baby, baby. Just let me spend quiet time with you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey, baby.
Good night.
Man, that's going to get me every time, man. Every time. That was Key Harper, Quiet Time, right here on Hump Day After Dusk, the weekly Wednesday segment on Life After Dusk, live. Yes. Is anyone going to put on the slow jam DJ voice?
Yeah, I mean, like, everybody, that was Key Harper's Quiet Time, right here on Hump Day After Dusk.
That's how they be sounding, eh?
Ladies.
That is how they be sounding. That is.
Ladies, I hope you're enjoying your evening.
Oh, man. So, yes. Oh, man. But anyways, I told y'all we came back, we were going to do the six, which is a segment. You know, since I was doing that damn plane, I guess it just, and y'all don't see, when I do the six sometimes I don't even have the topic ready until, like, right when I'm getting ready to do the segment. It just be that good. I mean, my brain is just that magical. So, I want to go ahead and say, we're going to pick, as far as the six today, it's going to be another one. It's going to be another music six. So, today the six, the topic is, what is your favorite slow jams of all time and why? So, since this is me and you at the moment, we each get three. So I'm gonna let you go first, ladies first. Nate, what's one of your favorite slow jams of all time? And why?
Well, I'm gonna have to go with R. Kelly, et cetera. And I'm gonna say R. Kelly, et cetera, because it just makes you feel good inside, like.
Right. You got Chris saying, nigga, R. Kelly gonna come put you in that house.
R. Kelly, I'm gonna play a little, yeah. R. Kelly. It's a couple R. Kelly songs, but I'm gonna just go with that one.
I know. I was saying R. Kelly gonna put you in that house with the rest of them girls.
I ain't going. You can't do that to this one.
Oh man, I'm gonna just say. If I got to pick a case on another, okay, so again, this the six for this episode is some of your favorite slow jams of all time. Mine is going to have to be, tough one. I'm going to pick Silk, Meeting in My Bedroom.
That's a good one. Did you see Seducer, Meeting in My Bedroom? Did you
just,
see
yes, I did.
Baby, baby, baby,
yeah, so, yeah, I'm on the road with you on that. Yes, Meeting in My Bedroom is another one. I mean, it pretty much speaks for itself. First of all, it's giving directions. It tells you where it's going to go down. Like, that song is a good song when you're getting it in. It's a good song when it's that slow, when they're doing the DJ switch to the slow jam set. Ooh, you can find out if a girl really know how to dance or not. When a song like Meeting in My Bedroom come on, especially like, I know you remember this, Nate. This used to be the go-to when the guy get against the wall and the girl, she be thrusting up against him on the wall.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do you know because you know, or do you know because you know from experience why you're over there trying to sound like you're innocent?
Them, you know, them parties back in the day. Then pretty much come on and you just grinding on the floor and all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that leads to you, number three. What is number three? Again, the topic, everybody, for the six is a list of some of our favorite slow jams of all time. All right, Nate, what's your number three?
Number three, I'm going to have to go with Mary J. Blige, Everything.
Okay. Why that song?
Because it makes you, like, think of, you know, a great relationship, you know, you had, or a relationship that you want to have, you know, is, you know, valuing your partner, you know, they're everything. You are everything, and everything is you.
Mm-hmm. Take it with love, mm-hmm. In my life. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's one of those warm and fuzzy songs. You feel like you want to, I felt so deep in love. Okay. All right, good number three. I'm going to say, okay, number four. Again, the topic is some of our favorite love songs of all time. Well, not love songs, the slow jams, period. I'm a heathen because all mine are freaky. I would say another one of my favorite slow jams of all time would be Hold on, thinking. No, but it's a quiet area. All right, so no. Number four, my song is going, I would say, as far as best slow jams of all time. Whew, man. I like it because this list, I'm like, dang it. I feel like I'm going to leave good ones off. All right. Y'all know I pick a Pretty Ricky one all the goddamn time. Y'all know, y'all hear me talk about Pretty Ricky and all the different discussions I have about it. If you can't get some to this song, or you're not getting it, or nobody wants to dance to you in this song, that's all on you, because that's one of my go. This is one of my go-tos. Pretty Ricky, Juicy.
Yes, yes, yes. That song used to get me in trouble back in the day.
We get you in trouble? Oh, man.
At the party.
Oh, man.
Teenage party.
Used to get you in trouble. Please, I still get in trouble with that stuff. Man, especially the person you're dancing with, know what the hell they doing? Oh my goodness! Yeah, they will get you in trouble because shoot, for that time that y'all dancing with each other, y'all damn near having sex.
Damn near with the clothes on.
Man, good son, man. Especially, yeah, if this person, y'all been low key checking for each other all night. Oh man. So yes, I would definitely say Pretty Ricky. Juicy is definitely one to go to. I'd be stuck with this for so long because that song is just epic. Like the beat on it and everything. It just the beat like conducts everything. It conducts all the action. Yes, yeah. So, oh man, That song turns me into a thought so quick. Okay. Number four. Oh, no, number five. Number five. What's your number five, Nate?
Number five, I'm going to have to go with Silk Moore.
Ooh, remind me what that is.
Can we get it wrong? On the south side of the ghetto.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Okay, why that song?
Because that song makes you just want to make love all night, all night, all night.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm rocking with you on that. I'm rocking with you. I mean, we named two Silk songs. That's the crazy part. Hope y'all paying attention.
Yes, Silk is the truth. Silk is definitely the truth.
Silk, you ain't never really heard any drama about Silk either. That's the thing. Okay, I got another one. Okay, we can't forget about Jodeci. Okay, my number six, Jodeci. Jodeci, yeah, I'm going to pick. Oh, man, it's a hard part picking the specific song. Oh, man. Jodeci. I want to make sure I pick right. No, it's one. I like it's between two. But the way this works, I have to pick one of them for the list. Okay. If I had to pick a Jodeci song to put on the list right now, I'm going to say Freaking You.
I was down to throw this money thing,
because I didn't got too excited. I'm like, I feel like I'm gonna let some leaves and stuff off the damn list. I'm gonna give my explanation. The reason why I said Freaking You, it goes back to pretty much all of the reasons I named the other ones. Good Son to Dance To, In the Club When the Soul Jam Hour Come On, and Good Son to Get Some Dude.
I'm gonna have to go with Case. Sex Game.
Ooh, okay.
If you don't know that song, you're too young.
That's song number seven.
Before my time, and I know the song.
All right, it's a good number seven. Okay, number eight. I'm gonna throw. You gonna laugh. One of my favorite ones is Jam. Is Jam by Kevin Gates and Trey Songz. There's so many reasons why I like that song.
That
song gets stuck in my head, and I feel like if I don't hear it at the club, I'm like cheated. I'm like, nah. Especially if I'm DJing, like I was DJ at a house party. I was like, oh no, Jam is getting thrown on the playlist. Forget that. Don't let me be in control of the music. Jam is making it to the playlist. So yes, and I mean, there's an inside joke. If y'all been paying attention to the show enough, y'all know why Jam is also another reason why Jam is one of my favorite songs. Oh man, to say. I didn't know I liked short women like that until then. But anyways, that was number eight. Nate, what's number nine?
Number nine.
I'm going to have to go with Donnell
Jones. I Want to Love You.
Ooh, okay. Ooh, man, that's number nine. I got a strong number 10. Man. I feel, you know what, fuck it. We gonna go to 20. We gonna sit this on the 20. Fuck it. T ain't here to do the also petty segment. Fuck it. We gonna go all the way at 20. So I'm gonna go ahead and say Number 10 for me. Ooh, number 10. Usher, do it to me. We've had this discussion before, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Usher, do it to me. Yes. That little beat, that little drum beat at the beginning, that best beat. It's like it's telling you how to thrust. How that stroke, it's telling you how your stroke game to be the starting off to really make some things happen. Boom, dun, dun, boom, boom, dun, boom, boom, boom. It's like, okay. Or you did the club, a girl bend over, and she, that's when the girls get a little lazy. They make you do a little bit of work in the club. They lean, they bend over a little bit, and they throw it up for you. And they want to see if you. They want to see how you if you got the juice. You do that to me. That's a wrap. You gonna fall in love with me on that damn floor. Don't do that. Don't do that to me. Cause I'm gonna do it to you. You gonna make this night. It's a night to remember. So, yeah. All right, that was number 10. All right, we got Timbo, Nate, number 11.
Number 11.
I'm going to
have to go with Usher, Seduction.
Ooh, I wonder why. I like that
song,
too.
Why? Y'all haven't seen my
video. Oh, my goodness,
you know,
man.
My video,
y'all, man.
Like, that's just what you would think for this music video to that song. I'm just saying it.
Huh, thank God I got a cool co-host that don't be tripping, because I was laughing so hard.
I need to go ahead and tag Usher.
That video had me licking my lips so many damn times. I was like, damn. Whew, Lord. Nay Seduction. Lord, it's getting hot in there. Cut that fan up a little bit more.
I need to go tag Usher.
Mm. All right, so that was number, what was that, number 11 or number 12?
Number 11.
Man, we got Namo. Okay. Number 12. We can get these 20 down. Ain't going to stop me. Number 12, I would have to say, I feel like now that I got so many, I gotta do it right. Okay, I'm gonna throw it to this. I don't know if you know this song or not. I think it made it to national radio as well. But the person was based from out here. His name is Dallas Blocker, and the song was called "Rock Your Body." I'm gonna rock your body, rocking it all night long into the break. Go look that up after the show. Thank me later. Dallas Blocker, Rock Your Body, classic. That's another one of the ones that get with, man. They put on that Dallas Blocker in the club. Ooh wee. That take me back to UNT. Going back to we had throw the parties at the Martin Luther King Center, and we had some of that oil going. We were sipping on some of that oil, and because it was a convenience center, whatever. Shoot, they had the we went and grabbed chairs and shit. We was like, oh, shit. Putting chairs in the middle of the floor, putting chairs by the wall. Niggas was being slick. So, yeah, shout out to Dallas Block and Rock Your Body. That song has definitely produced a lot of great times. So, yeah, number 12, Rock Your Body by Dallas Blocker. Okay, Nate, number 13.
I'm going to have to go with T-Pain, Put It Down.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Them parties back in the day. That's when I'm getting parties.
I'm gonna be a thought this weekend. I was handling business this weekend. It's thought time. So yeah, when I went out last week. That was business. This week, this is personal. So yeah. Whew. Number 14. I'm about to throw out there. Ooh, Joe. Man, I forget what the name of the song is, but it goes.
It's that song.
Baby, I wanna do all the things you won't do.
I do them for you.
Yeah.
Yes,
Where the hell? I forget that song is called. That one, yeah. That boy Joe was dropping so many pickup lines that song. It was ridiculous. Yep, that's number 14. All right, name number 15.
I'm going to have to go with Drew Hill. Everything. You are everything. Yes, that's all.
Oh, you gonna do that?
She's a big Drew Hill fan, so you know, Monty is like 35 maybe. So all I heard was Drew Hill and Cisco when I was around her. That's all I heard. So I couldn't help but to listen to Drew Hill and Cisco.
Okay, I got another one. Okay, number, that was number 15, number 16. I'm gonna have to throw out there. I'm next, Butter Love.
Yes.
You got the love,
yes,
that I want, the love I want.
Yes.
You got the love,
yes,
that I need, the love I need. Just smooth and so creamy. You got the butter love, oh baby. Ooh, my love is getting lit. My love is, that's a nasty song. Sound to me not having any kids. That song probably I've been having kids right now. So yes, that's number 16. Number 17, Nate.
Number 17, I'm gonna have to go with One Chance, So Emotional. I'm not sure if y'all ever heard that song, but that song is a hit. Definitely a hit.
What song?
One Chance, So Emotional.
I'm looking that up right now. And y'all Navy picking some slow jams. I mean, I'm telling y'all, I always learn about some slow jams by this. When I watch Navy videos, that's how I be picking up on the slow jams. Okay, that was number 17. Number 18. I'm gonna have to say Lil Corey. You already know from Pig Name. Lil Corey.
Say yes.
Say yes, girl.
Y'all know that's Dando Jones, so he just don't go by Lil Corey no more.
Hold on, I'm dumb. I didn't know that. You just educated me.
Yeah, he just don't go by Lil Corey no more.
Wow, all this time that was him.
Yeah, that's him.
You learn something new every day. Okay.
He got that song.
Yeah, that's what, I know some of his other music, but I didn't know that
that's
was
Lil Corey.
Wow. See, these damn names, see, because the name, he drastically changed his name. I don't know who got in his ear and said, change the band, no Jones. What?
Then you know,
okay,
Lil Corey got that song. He got this, okay, I'm going to go with another Lil Corey song. It's called The First Time. That's by, no, is that, yeah, I think that's either Lil Corey or by Sammy, but it's called The First Time. I really love that song. I think it's Lil Corey.
Okay. All right, final song. I'm surprised this wasn't on the list sooner, but that's all right. We got it at number 20. Number 20, Jacquees, Bed. Not
that's
the remix, the regular version.
I like the remix better, though.
You like the remix better?
Yeah, I do.
Why? I like the. I want to hear.
Because it got Quavo on it. I like how he did that.
I like that. It's not that I hate that. I hate that version. I just it's more like Paul. It's more Jacquees on the regular one. Yeah, that song is nasty. That's like. Like that's the new nasty song on the dance floor. That's what I'm beginning. I was like, ooh, I went to a party. I went to like a crazy big party recently, and that song was playing. Whoa, oh my goodness. In my bed, I was like, man, I felt so suppressed. Cause I was like, man, I kept hearing that song for so many times. I kept saying to myself, man, if I dance somebody this song, it's gonna be a rap. Lord, I did not disappoint. So yes. Well, yes.
Okay.
That's,
says this song. Okay, this song gotta be on the list. Janet Jackson,
damn,
Would You Mind.
We got this money. You got throwing up on the head.
Look, this the last one. Janet Jackson, Would You Mind?
Oh,
that,
man.
That gotta be on there. Just got to.
That, you know, that, I'm going to say something real nasty. And people listen to the podcast, y'all going to be at the. That's something make you want to eat some good ass pussy. Good God.
Okay.
That's all like put you in a pussy eating mood. Baby. It make you feel like you wanna be extra nasty, like girl, bring them girl. Like she running this shit and you wrap your arms underneath her legs and you scoot her towards you with them thrusting open.
Yep.
And you grind your way down to there while the song playing. Oh yeah.
Would you mind?
Yeah, that's a good one. That was a good one. That's why I had to add Jacquees to that. That was like, man, yeah, that's another good one. Yeah. That mess make you want to be, it put you in a real nasty mood. You be like,
would you mind?
You be like, oh, no.
It will definitely have you doing some no shit. Some shit you ain't
no
shit.
Hell. Jared Jackson was moaning in the background on the damn song. I'll tell you all you need to know.
Okay.
I just wanted to. I was like, oh, shit. That's up, man. I did people to that song. I fucked that song. Oh, my goodness. Woo. Mm-mm-mm. Great song. Great song. Okay. Well, shoot, that brings us to an end for today's show, man. That was another great show. That was fun. All right, y'all. So, shoot, we are getting ready to close the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. Let me go. I know we're a little bit past our regular time, but we'll go ahead and do our quick announcements. Nate, you got any announcements you want to tell everybody?
Stay tuned.
All right.
Stay tuned, alert.
Okay, y'all. Shoot, next week. So I didn't tell y'all this soon. I didn't want to get y'all upset or nothing, but The last show of the season is this Monday, season 8 finale. This Monday is going to be jam-packed. We're going to basically, so there won't be a hump day after dusk. It will be straight up. We'll be mixing in all the segments all to one show. And it's going to be crazy, man. I'm telling you. It's going to be crazy. I got another big announcement. I'm going to get ready. I don't think y'all ready. Let's put it like this. Y'all get ready. Y'all get ready. Make sure y'all have y'all TVs. Make sure y'all pay y'all cable bill on time. And y'all will soon find out what my announcement is. So y'all find out pretty much the announcement what happened during the season break. And, yeah, so that's what's going down. So, yes. Everything else, man, make sure if you are in the entertainment industry, make sure you join DustSpot.com like yours truly, as well as Nate Seductor's on there too, and T. Melina, she's on there as well. Just go to DustSpot.com, sign up. It's free. It's completely free. And it's definitely another resource for you to use to be able to promote your work and network with like-minded individuals. So there you go. All right, so we get it rolling out, reminding you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, or there's a...
Nay. There is a way.
Y'all to the episode of Life at the Dust Live, your boy Cindy J, and your girl...
Seduction.
And Nay, what's that public service announcement we give everybody every week?
If you go home, please do it responsibly.
And my other public service announcement, if they put another video, make sure y'all invest in Johnson & Johnson. All right, we are out, y'all.